Chapter 3. Summer, 1963. The Wardwells were coming back to Spruce Island. For the past 3 years, they had returned every June, and each year, Catherine Wardwell spent most of the month bugging him. He'd discovered she had an annoying habit of popping up at the worst possible moment, like when he was in the woods drinking the beers he'd found in a boat his grandfather had loaned to some sportsman, or when he was making out with a girl named Christy behind the old well house near the cove where her parents had moored their boat. It was June again, and like Dylan had sung, the times they were a-changin'. The Coca-Cola company made a major move in packaging, from bottle containers to aluminum cans. The Beach Boys hit number one on the pop charts, and Dr. Strangelove, or Why I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, opened in theaters with My Fair Lady. But for Michael, June was hell month. Catherine Wardwell was back. She was 14 now, and she wore something called Erase for lipstick. It made her look too pale. She'd cut her hair short like some 17 magazine cover model. She looked pudgy and awkward and silly, as if she were trying too hard to be older. He told her she wore too much makeup and looked half dead. She told him his Oxford shirt was buttoned too high and made him look like a geek. It didn't take long for her to get in his hair again. During that first week, he woke up one morning and caught her peeking in the cabin window. He slipped outside and turned the hose on her. The second week, she stole a pack of cigarettes from him and had broken them all in two. He hadn't cared much about smoking, just carried them to be cool. But to spite her, he smoked all the stubs and blew the smoke in her face. She was so pig-headed, she stood there and refused to run away. But the worst incident was the afternoon he'd found a letter his dad had written to his grandfather on the day he was born, a letter that was filled with a father's pride and dreams, things that only reminded Michael of the family he had lost. No one had ever seen him cry. His pride would not let him show that he hurt. But she saw him cry that day, when he was 17 and sitting on a rock in a deserted section of the island. He thought he was alone when he sat there and sobbed in his knees.